גבלתי, נו, שבת זוכר. גבלתי גם חסון, ברוך השם. שבת זוכר, איפה תזכס, מחי, סמל, הקשתיקו. זה פשס, פשס, זה רבוע. אני רואה לי ברוך השם, סמל, the parsha tetzave, parsha tetzave is the parsha Balatun brings down. Doesn't have Moshe Rabbeinu's name in. Right, the first Balatun brings this down. Lehuzka Moshe b'zeh aseida, mashein ke b'chol achumish, shemishah shenolad ein seida shlehuzka bo. Kitzur, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned over here. And the bekanta word is because Moshe Rabbeinu said mecheni no. This is like Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned in the Parshas Tetzaveh. So what's the pshat? What's the sod? The sod is brought down in the Svarim HaKadoshim that the chiluk between Avodah of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen is that Moshe Rabbeinu, I forgot the Zohar HaKadosh, Moshe Rabbeinu, I've forgotten the Lashon. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Bechina who's Meyape the Rabbeinu Shalom, he beautifies Elikuth, Yiddishkeit to Klal Yisrael. That's Moshe Rabbeinu, and Aaron HaKohen is the one who beautifies Klal Yisrael Kila to the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's one is something to Matronisa, and the other one is, I've forgotten what it is, but one's Sheshvina de Malka, and one's Astavot. And one's Sheshvina de Matronisa. You know, the Sheshvinin is like by the Chasna, where everyone's Meyapa themselves. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the Sheshvina de Malka, and Aaron HaKohen is the Sheshvina de Matronisa, which is Knesset Yisrael. So Aaron HaKohen's avoided, that was why Aaron HaKohen's avoided in the Mishkan. He cleaned Klal Yisrael, but when Mechapar and Averus, Klal Yisrael were dirty, so they weren't Kehilah so beautiful. So Aaron HaKohen bought the Yoifi. He bought the Yoifi back to Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is fakir. Moshe Rabbeinu is miyapeh the Shechina Hakdoshah. The Moshe Rabbeinu shows Klal Yisrael how helig Avodas Hashem is, how helig the Shechina Hakdoshah is. And Aaron HaKohen shows the Rabbeinu Shalom how beautiful, how helig Klal Yisrael are. And that's the chibur. That's the chibur between it works both ways. There's a chosin and there's a kala, and both dress up. Both dress up for the occasion. Kilu kaviyochum. So that's the chiluk between Moshe and Aaron. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Shushvina de Matronisa, and he's Meyapek Klal Yisrael, and that's the whole sod of the Mishkan. So Meida, therefore, that you see the Moshe that big day kahuna, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't wear big day kahuna. Moshe Rabbeinu, Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, that Moshe Rabbeinu, those 7 days where he was kind godly, wore big day lavan. It wasn't beautiful because Moshe Rabbeinu Lavan is pshitus, it's spashtus, it's Lavan, it's no tzura. Moshe Rabbeinu represents bring down kaviyachol the Rabbeinu Shalom, right? That's a bechina pshitus, doesn't take on a tzura. But Aaron HaKohen is vasisa big de kodesh la Aaron Achicha al chovid al seforis. Aaron HaKohen represents the beauty of Klal Yisrael, the yipui the miyapa of Klal Yisrael. So made Aaron HaKohen. The whole Indian of the Big Day Kahuna was Taka, and that's famous what Parshas Tetzaveh is. Parshas Tetzaveh, you'll see, is Be'ika, not Be'ika, the Ganze Parsha is the Bechino of the Ma'il of Klal Yisrael. So, Haib Tzachun, it starts, Va'ata Tetzaveh, and then you look at the Medrash Rabbah says, I'll see if a little second. Medrash Rabbah says in the beginning of Tetzaveh, it starts off Hador Dexiv Zayis Ran and Yifei Pri Toya, beautiful fruit V'chi Loi Nikri Yisrael Ela K'Zayis Azeh B'Vad V'Loi Kol Minei Lones Noim U'Meshubochem Nikri Yisrael Gefen or Te'eno Gefen Mitzrayim Te'eno Kibikura Katoma Zoyz Koymaseich Dom Salasoma Ke'erez Bavon and Yizke Ke'ego is the whole thing goes through all the nice trees, the beautiful trees that Klal Yisrael are compared to, right? And so why is it Dafka Zayis? So just like this Zayis, Shchoyftenos, and you bang it, Malnes, Legas, Vnos, Lemitchon, you grind it, V'chakach Makivenos, V'chavonim, Avin, Avonim, you crush it. Kach Yisrael, Moin Oyd Gachovim, Chayvtenos, Mokem, Chayvshenos, and Kazayis has something particular that even when Klal Yisrael were not Oysen Ratzoyn Shal Mokem, and therefore they had to go into Golas, and the Goyim come and they beat them. V'chakach Oysen Tshuva, V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Oyin Alehem, etc., etc. So you see what the whole kasha is, that all the nice trees Klal Yisrael is compared to. Why dafka to Zayis? Because the sod of Zayis is the sod that even when they don't look nice, even when they don't look nice, they're done a virus, nevertheless, The Rebbeinu Shlom does something to them that's going to bring out their yofi at the end. That's what Dafka they compared. So you see the whole, what's this poster comparing Klal Yisrael, all the different Noim, Zayis, Peri, Fei, Toya, Korah, Hashem, Shmeich. Klal Yisrael is the yofi. All the trees and all the dus, all compared to Klal Yisrael is the yofi. And that's the bechina and there's another of Ache Maro Yirmiyah Limshal Avaseinu Kazayis. Why is Yirmiyah compared to Kazayis? And by the way, Yirmiyah is the one who's menaba on the Golus. He was menaba on the Chatom of Klal Yisrael of the Einos Rinsoinu Shel Mokoyim. And Dafke he's bringing Klal Yisrael to Kazayis. Ela Kol Hamashkin Misarvim Zebeza. All the Mashkin are Misarv one another. Hashem and Einem Misarv Ela Oimid Kach Yisrael Einem Misarvim with the Goyim. Paket. They always the teva, the nature of Zayis is that it always floats to the top. It never mixes. So to Klal Yisrael, be'etzem, they're always going to the top. They're always floating to the top. Sometimes when they have a kvetchen, but they're always going. So they're always going to the. They're always going to the top. Moide Kazach. You see that the whole. What do you see from here? You see that the whole parasha is what the whole parasha begins with. The Moide Kamaila of Klal Yisrael. That's parasha's tzava. The Maila of Klal Yisrael. And Dafka, what Maila? Which Maila? The Maila that even when they don't look nice. Even when they don't look nice, Be'etzen is still beautiful. And that's where Zayas comes in. The Klal Yisrael compared to Kerem, compared to Ke'erez, Kalab Omon and Yisker, that's Be'etzen Klal Yisrael. But even when they get soiled and stained on the outside, so Zayas is the koich that brings out, that's the Sherman Zayas Zoch. That's the beauty, the purity of Klal Yisrael. So Parashat Tetzave, Heb Tzachon Azoy, that's Parashat Tetzave, and that's why you see later on, When it talks about the Urim and Tumim, there's a Lashon Rashi. It says Lezichron. Where does it say? I can't find the Rashi now, but it says Lezikaron. And what does it say? Lezikaron, the Rebbeinu Shalom remembers all our ma'asim tovim. So that's the parasha. Rebbeinu Shalom gets the Rebbeinu Shalom to all our ma'asim tovim, and that's the whole inyan of the Urim Tumim. As the Rebbeinu Shalom shines through through the Shvatim, through Klal Yisrael. Paraturim says that Urim Tumim is gematria Oyer Yisrael. Urim Tumim is gematria Oyer Yisrael. So who's it from Dalton? You see from this whole inyan. That Parashas Tetzaveh is the parasha that's making Klal Yisrael beautiful. Parashas Truma is Be'ikah, the Nakuda of building the Mishkan for the Rebbeinu Shalom, building the Malchus for the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's Parashas Truma. And then it's Taka by Dabba Shalom Moshe Leimor, Dabbel B'nei Yisrael, Likhili Truma, V'yikhu Li Truma. In other words, Parashas Truma is what? Is the beauty of the Rebbeinu Shalom. No, that belongs to Moshe. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's. Parashas Tetzaveh is Kula the Yoifi of Klal Yisrael. The Yoifi of Klal Yisrael, that's not Moshe Rabbeinu's, that's Aaron HaKohen. And it's a Moshe Kazach, it's much deeper than that. Because Parashat Tetzaveh is the Refuah Koidon HaMakah of Parashat of Kisisa, which is what? Which is the Cheta Egel. The more you bring out the beauty of the Rebbeinu Shalom Kaviyachal, of the Shechina HaKadosh, of Mitzvahs, and Klal Yisrael Shtelzach Nishtzu, Klal Yisrael don't face that way, is the more of a kitrig it is against Klal Yisrael. The more you show the gewaltigkeit of the Rebbeinu Shalom, and thought Klal Yisrael are not living up to it, it's a moridik achrayis to be eaten. And when Klal Yisrael not living up to it, it's a kitrig on Klal Yisrael. So Mamela, therefore, Parshas Tetzaveh, which is the parasha of the refuah koydon amaka of the Chet Egel, only Aaron HaKohen. Moshe Rabbeinu brings the beauty of the Rebbeinu Shalom, of the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's not for Parashas Tetzaveh. Parashas Tetzaveh is Dafke only talking about the Milas of Klal Yisrael. Only talking about the Milas of Klal Yisrael. Ke'ilu and Mesiach Das, Ke'ilu Bechinas Mesiach Das, because it's demanding. If Moshe Rabbeinu would be mentioned in this parasha, and that's Moshe Rabbeinu's task, so how beautiful are we? We've got to shtel tzach to how beautiful Kaviyachal Shchina Kadosh and Rebbeinu Shalom is. So therefore, this has to be a complete parasha which is Miyapah Klal Yisrael completely. And especially that Yirmiyah Navi, we're dealing with a parasha Father Chet Hegel, and Zayas, we're dealing with Yirmiyah Navi compares them to a Zayas. So we're dealing with Klal Yisrael when it says when you have to work on being megala the mind of Klal Yisrael, there you mention the gewaltig, the zach, the purity of the of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then it's go akitruk. So maybe therefore Moshe Rabbeinu's name can't be mentioned in Parashas Tetzaveh. Parashas Tetzaveh were focusing kol kuloi how beautiful Klal Yisrael is. Maybe that megala amoydik asod how my name is Be'ach HaKtoyres is mentioned at the end of Parashas Tetzaveh. It's only Keli that's not mentioned in Parashas Tetzaveh is a big day kahuna. Chovedo Seforas. We discussed Mahalcha on this before. And the Ketoyres should have been, it's a Kli, it should have been mentioned in Parashas Truma with all the other Kalim. What's the answer? The answer is Pashit. What's the Avodas HaKtoyres? You take the Chelbeno. Chelbeno refers to who? The Poishe Yisrael. And when you mitzaref it together with all the other Samamonim, gives off a beautiful smell. Gives off a beautiful smell. So what's the Avodas of the Ketoyres? Being Meyapet Klal Yisrael. Even the Chelbeno. Even the Chelbeno, even the Reach Rach, even the Poishe Yisrael. And Chazal learned from here that you have to be Mitzar of the Poishe Yisrael bit philosophy. And then you'll see that the Gor give a very nice smell for Kert. Now, which parashah does that belong to? And that's the Avodas HaKtoyres. And that's what Aaron HaKohen did in the Kodesh Kedoshim on Yom HaKippurim. Aaron HaKohen took the Ketoyres into the Kodesh Kedoshim on Yom HaKippurim. And he said, Rabbi Shalom, you do want Klal Yisrael. But the Sotan's coming to be Mekatrid, Sotan's coming to be Mekatrid, there's Poishi Yisrael, Ahin, and Ahe. Aaron HaKohen takes the Poishi Yisrael into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And says, no, Rabbeinu Shalom, so good to shmek, it's nisht. It smells nice, it's nisht. That's the Avodas HaKtoyres. That's the Avodas HaKtoyres. On Yom HaKippurim, when a Yid Keila looks like a shmek tzach nishgit, shmek tzach yogit. That's why we discuss this. It's in the Sefer Be'ez Hashem, the Ketoyres. Where's the first time mentioned Ketoyres in the Torah? By the Mice of Yehuda and Tomo, where it says, Batikshar Shoni, Pasuk says there, Batikshar Shoni, when they were born, and Zarach and Peretz were born, Batikshar Shoni Leimoy, and the Tikshar says, the Targum Ketoras. Ketoyres comes from over there. Why Dafka Ketoyres comes over there? Over the Teretz is, because that Mice of Yehuda and Tomo, you could be Makatrig, so Mice, Znus, Yehuda, succumbs to Dus and Yens. Who was that baby? Who are these babies? These babies are Mashiach Tzidkenu, Sheyova V'Yigoleinu. It looks on the only looks on the outside as if it's a Maisa, Sheklach Maisa. Oba Be'etzem. It says by Mashiach Tzidkenu. It says Beherecha Berech Alekim. State that he's going to be dumb people Berech. Can he dumb people Berech? Mashiach Tzidkenu corresponds to Bechina of Reach. From that Maisa, it seems an ugly Maisa, came out of Bechina of Reach. Therefore, the Pasuk there says that's the Sherish of Ketoras in the Torah. It's Targum Unkelus. It's a Targum Unkelus, so it says the Ketoras. That's the whole Avoid of the Mizbeach HaKetoras. The Mizbeach Avoid of the Mizbeach HaKetoras is to show the Rabbein Shalom that a fill of the Chelbena ought to get a Shmek Be'etzim. That's Parshas Tetzaveh. And that is the Avoid of before the Chet Egel. And made it therefore, after that, even when we're sinning, we're fought as Ayas. We might need to be kvetched, but we fought can give out Shem and Zayzoch. And that's the limit Chus and Klal Yisrael. And Mele, that ties in Meredith to the whole story of Purim. Mele, Aaron HaKohen was taka chosen to do the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, our Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash is to be Miyape Klal Yisrael, and to show how Klal Yisrael is Miyape. And we know therefore that's why Homon stopped building the Beis HaMikdash, right? So there's so many Mahalchim on this, Pesiyat HaDishmai, that Homon stopped the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Because what is Amalek? So Gemara says, Leka Lishna Bisha Kahomon. There's nobody who talks so much Lashon Hara against Klal Yisrael. Has Homon, Yeshnoi Am Echod, Yeshnoi, the Yeshenim in our mitzvahs. He's trying to take away the whole Yipui of Klal Yisrael. Takes away the whole Yipui of Klal Yisrael. Aaron HaKohen was Meyapeh Klal Yisrael. So Peldik Azach, that when Aaron HaKohen was Nifta, Anan HaKovod went away, Hamayovai Amalek came, right? They came when the Anan HaKohen went away, or Yishma Knani, whatever, and it's really Amalek. Why? Because the Anan HaKohen cleaned Klal Yisrael, it says it cleaned the clothes, the iron the clothes, it made Klal Yisrael beautiful. We were always in a matzav of a chasinatog. The Anan HaKohen made everything fresh, the clothes grew, they were always fresh, it washed them and ironed them. It was Megahetz, the clothes of Klal Yisrael, the eye in the clothes of Klal Yisrael, the Yofi of Klal Yisrael. That was the Anan HaKovod, it was more on the Yofi, Anan HaKovod. The Kovod, it was a Kovod, it was a Kovod, the Klal Yisrael were in the Anan HaKovod. Amalek can't be soivel that, because Amalek's whole zach is to take away the Yofi. We'll discuss it, that's why Amalek could only get hold of the Yidin who were niflat from the Anan HaKovod. Those who were niflat from the Anan HaKovod, is those Amalek, but the Etzim, the Hilge Yidin, He couldn't get things as soon as it was nifta, and that's why the Anan HaKavod was b'schus Aaron HaKohen, because Aaron HaKohen was one who was meyapek klal Yisrael. The Anan HaKavod was the washed our clothes, made everything geschmack, made everything nice, fresh, smells nice, looks fresh. So we made it. Therefore, the Anan HaKavod was b'schus Aaron HaKohen. It was like one big day kahuna, the Chovid of the Sepharis. The Anan HaKavod was like one big beged kahuna for klal Yisrael around us. So when Aaron HaKohen was nifta, there was a pigam in that thing. Mela, the Gros Loshon Hara Zoga, came to be Mekatrig, and Klal Yisrael came to be Loichem Keneged Klal Yisrael. So Mela, that was the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was that which was Meyapa Klal Yisrael. Mela, what does the Pasuk say, the Hilgah Pasuk? Mayofu Pomaich Panaolim Bas Nadiv. Ah, Mayofu Pomaich, that refers to Klal Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael walked up to the Beis HaMikdash to be oil of the regal. Mayofu Pomaich Panaolim. What was the emistika yoifi? The emistika yoifi of Klal Yisrael was Mayofu Pomaich, even your shoes, your feet, right? That's Mayofu Pomaich. When you're going up to the Beis HaMikdash, it's Nisgala the yoifi of a yid, because that was Aaron HaKohen, Mayofu Pomaich. So Meila, therefore we understand now that Tifka, Tamardika Tifka, the whole Maisa from Achashverosh. Achashverosh made the Suda, Paharis, Kvod Oishem, Achuso, Yekah, Tefartoi, that Aaron, we know that Achashverosh also stopped the building of the Beis HaMikdash, and he wanted to take the Yoifi of Klal Yisrael and be in a Slabesh, and try to beautify himself, try to show that Faket, the Yoifi is by him, he tried to take away the whole Yoifi. Tried to take away, it was a Yoifi of Klipper that was taking away the whole Yoifi of Klal Yisrael. And together with Homon, who was Makatreg on Yidden, the Yeshno, Yeshenim and Amitzvahs, to be Makatreg on Yidden, to take away the Yoifi of Yidden, to show that Klal Yisrael are not beautiful, he's beautiful, and Klal Yisrael should see the Yoifi of Klipper. And therefore the whole Birur was, Alidei Vashti, Laharis is Yofia. And what did Chazal say? Anes. What's Anes? That she became ugly. She grew a tail or whatever. All the different Mamori Chazal. She became ugly. So that it was Nizbare. This is Yoifi. This is Gunishka Yoifi. Ayid is Yoifi. A goy is Nish Yoifi Bechlal. Ika Yoifi is the shining, the Lechtikait of Ayid. Orim Matomim, says the Balatom, Gematria. Or Yisrael. Ayid is a Lechtikazach. Ayid has a shaman to be at that Sudas Achashverosh. Achashverosh was stelzach tzid, should be a beautiful zach. Aber endet nizbarer, es is gonna shame, the goyishkeit is gonna shame, the yitzahor is gonna shame, the taibas are gonna shame, and the bracha shayotza, we're all sharing it, the bracha shayotza, the yitzahor is miyapa things that should look nice, aber be'etzem, anything outside ruchnis is not nice, it's fakert, it's mius, it's mamish mius. Mamish mius. Shabbos is the day where einoy doime moir pono shel odom. For Shabbos, more upon Shalom during the week. Shabbos is the day where we get dressed taka with Yoifi. Shabbos is the day where it's Nizbarer, the Yoifi of a Yid. That's why Shabbos and the Mishkan are Kshurim Zeh Lozeh. Because they're both in Yonim of the Yoifi, they're both in the Mordeka Yoifi of a Yid. So Shabbos is also more the Yoifi of the Yid. It says that Vashti used to take the Benois Yisrael, Arumois, right? She undressed them, and she made them work on Shabbos. Shabbos is where the Yoifi of Klal Yisrael stands out, and she was mavaza. She made them work arumois, and she was mavaza. The Yoifi of Klal Yisrael on Shabbos. And made it therefore the midah keneged midah. It was nizbara that she was hepech hayoifi. That's the whole yisod of Shabbos and the Mikdash. And made it therefore we understand Mordechai min haTorah minayin. Modchai min haTorah minayin, Shenema, it's like a next week's parasha, right? Just before the Chet HaEgel, just after we have the Mor HaDeRoeh, next week's parasha. Va'ata kach lecho besomim, hagutishmek, Mor HaDeRoeh, Kinnon Besen, etc. And then Vasisoy says Shemen Mishchas Kodesh. So which besomim does Mordechai represent? The besomim that went into the shemen that gave a nice smell. What's the shemen? Shemen is shemen zayzoch. That even Klal Yisrael compared to a zayis, where even if it's not a good matzav of Klal Yisrael, Mordechai represents the shemen atoiv. Shemen atoiv. the shemen with a guta gishmak, with a guta gishmak smell, the shemen atoyim, that's what Mordechai represents. Mordechai, Mordechai atoyim and ayin shnei Mordechai, and that's otetot. Otetot, father cheta egel. Father cheta egel. What do we have before the cheta egel? We have Mordechai, then you have the mitzvah of Shabbos. Then you have the mitzvah of Shabbos. Sheishis yomim, Shabbos is where Yid looks beautiful. You have Mordechai. Mordechai is taka. So what's that? Mordechai, a guta shmak. Why dafka the shemen? Why does Mordechai represent the shemen? But the Teretz says, what was Mordechai's avodah? To show with all the yofi of the chitzon, with all the yofi of Achashverosh, Mordechai to bring out that even when Klai Yisrael b'nei z'nenu, b'nei sh'shtachbu l'tzelem, shalom b'chanetza, b'nei sh'nenu, m'sadosan shalom yisrael rosho. But Mordechai brought out the Mordechai. He brought out the Mordechai. Where was the Mordechai made for? Made for the Mishkan. The Mordechai. The whole Mishkan was the Yid Shmecht Git. And Yid is a good Shemen. The Shemen. The Shemen represents the Yid. The Shemen represents the Yid. And which type, which matzav of Yid does the Shemen represent? A Yid Shekois Shinoisoi. A Yid was Madav Kvetchen to bring out the Toiv. That's the type of thing. And he made that Shemen into a Shemen with a Reach Toiv. He was Ma'ale Reach Toiv from the Shemen. He took the Yid. And then the Sof is Mordechai Yotza Milifnei Melech Bilvush Malchus Cheles. Ah, Mordechai looked beautiful. Mordechai looked beautiful. That's how it switched itself around. So made a parshas v'ata tetzave is the yoifi of Klal Yisrael. Haman dikens reden bizen vant. You can try to be mamayis in Klal Yisrael. We didn't say that's the whole sod that on Shabbos Ayid is so beautiful that Shabbos there's a musag of muktza machmas mias. Muktza is kenzis nish untap. A Shabbos the Kayid can touch these things. A Shabbos the Kayid can touch these things. In other words, on Shabbos olam haza becomes muktza. The taivis and all these inyanim has become muktza. Muktza, it's a mius dekazachta. We don't want to touch it. We're fa'ekened from it. That's the yid. That's the thing. That's the bechina. That's a Shabbos dek. That's a Shabbos dek yid. It looks beautiful. So that's the kesha of Shabbos, Mishkan, stopping building the Beis Hamikdash, Achashverosh, the Yoifi, Vashti, and in the end, who was the Yoifi? Mordechai Yotza, Milifnei Melech, Bilvush Malchus. So that's the parshas after Tzavah. No, we're not mentioning Moshe Rabbeinu here, Bechlal. Because we don't. It's hard for us to shtel su to the Yoifi Kaviyachim. The Yoifi of Moshe Rabbeinu represents the Yoifi of the which is a Ruchnistik Yoifi. We want to focus completely, only on the Yoifi of Klal Yisrael. The Chelbana, the everything, bring out the Yoifi of Klal Yisrael. And then it can be Mizbara that even B'Shas Tachet HaEgel, Klal Yisrael didn't lose the Yoifi. That's the Mahalach, and Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned over here.
Even though. I feel this wasn't really a punishment, really. That's why Dafka, this parsha would be saying.
Again,
according to this Nach, it wasn't really a punishment for Moshe. Just he didn't belong.
Yeah, it's a different. That's right. It's not the bechin of machin. You know, it's machin rather a parsha before the Balaturim himself. Balaturim brings down Taka Mishum Shalom Machin. You know, kill Laschoch Mafil al Tanai Bo. But I was saying that Moshe Rabbeinu's name can't be mentioned in this parsha. We're not focusing on the Yofi of Klal Yisrael b'yachas. We're focusing on the Yofi of Klal Yisrael. Mizbeach Aktoires. Nana Kovet the Kayid. That's why Sukkos is, you know, it's connected to Nana Kovet. Sukkos were with Mechoda, with the Hodor, Esrik Hodor, the Yonim of Hodor, Mechinas of Zeh Keili Maveyu. So Sukkos was sitting in an anakovet, and Aaron was focusing on the yoifi of Klal Yisrael. He was bringing out the hod of Klal Yisrael. Sukkos, which is Eich and anakovet, brings out the whole yoifi, brings out the yoifi of Klal Yisrael. And that's why we see there's a hismatus of the umus on Sukkos, right? The Purim, every day you're going down one. Every day Yid is bet noch shena. Yid is getting more beautiful every day of Sukkos. When you're in a nana covered, the yid vet moed, the yid get in the keilu, that's the sod. How the Shmini Atzeres is the yichud, kaviyochel, where the kal is so beautiful, kaviyochel, that we're ready for the yichud, ready to go. Shmini Atzeres is the zivug. Shmini Atzeres is the zivug ponim and ponim. Keilu kaviyochel, we're so beautiful, that kaviyochel, the Ron Shalom is mischashik for us. After spending 7 days in a nana covered, preparing ourselves for the chasana, that's the simchas Torah. Matan Torah is the Chiyum Chasunosoi. So Shmina Tzeres, which is Simchas Torah, is that's the inyan of the Yoifi, preparing ourselves for the Zivuk, which will be Kabbalah's Ariza. That's the day of the Panim B'Panim. The whole avoid of Rosh Hashanah comes in Shmina Tzeres to the Shvitz, that's the Yichud. That's when we go into the Yichud. When we go into the Yichud, we've beautified ourselves so much with the Zekelim Aveyu, the Esrog Ahodo, the Lulav Ahodo, everything Zekelim Aveyu, on the nicest Kelim, and those, and Yens. Then we're ready for the Hedek. Then the Rabbein Shalom Mamish feels Kaviyoch, the Klal Yisrael is beautiful. And then there's the Bechinas, Hacheshek, and the Nechshak for Klal Yisrael. That's the whole Sadaf Purim. So I'm ready to go Achana. Yid has to realize how beautiful, and that for the Astu give the Yid the koyach not to fall and not to do, not to fall for Yitzahor as well. Else is ekledik. No Yiddishkeit, no Elachkeit, no Yiddishkeit, no Yid. Yid is a heilige zach. That's the void of Aaron HaKoyin. This week is really centering with Aaron HaKoyin. Bid the Koydish la Aaron HaKicha, la Chovid, la Sephoris. This week the Rabban Shalom only sees good in Klal Yisrael. When you lay in Parshas Tetzave, and Haman can bark. Let's go falling on deaf ears. Can read Lashon Hora. No one's listening. Tetzave comes out of Yoshi. Tetzave. So this is Mamish. Pasha Zohar, Tetzave, we remember Hamad tries to think of it, but to no avail. As this parasha is Pasha Zohar, remembering Hamad, but Hamad speaks of that Zach in Pasha Tetzave, Ben Shalom only sees the Yofi of Klal Yisrael. Feel the Chelben and the Ben Shalom sees the Yofi. That's one Mahalach.